It's time for Red Hill Saluki basketball action on 99.3 FM, 910 AM, WAKO, The Legend. Brought to you this season by Cunningham Young Funeral Home, Best Way Express, Jay's Hilltop Grill, People's State Bank, The Port and Blondie, Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, Carl Richland Memorial Hospital, WTHI-TV 10, Sanders Family Chiropractic, Citizens National Bank of Albion, the Lawrence County Health Department, Sippet and Sweet Tea, Ambrough Federal Credit Union, Larry Bob's Pizza, Casey State Bank, Rucker's Candy, and Leggett Lumber. And now for Red Hill Saluki basketball action.
Good evening, Saluki fans, and welcome to Hudsonville High School Gymnasium. I'm Ryan Seed alongside Rob McKinley. Rob, how you doing tonight?
I'm doing fine. Looking forward to this ball game, a rematch of a game played in late November right after the Capitol Classic that Red Hill won 68-45.
Yeah, and it's a great night for basketball. For those of you that weren't able to make the trip up, it's a little cool out, so we understand why you're not able to, but it's still a pretty packed house here tonight.
Yeah, nice crowd.
Great night for basketball. Not real good weathers for traveling, though, but...
But the roads are clear, dry.
Yeah, that is one good thing. Mother Nature did work out, and... Yep. We were able to make it up here with no cancellations, and we were able to come up here and have a great basketball game.
Hope so. Hope to see that.
And before we came on, JV played a pretty good game. It was a nice close game there towards the end. What was the final score?
Red Hill winning 43-40. That was, I think, about a 4 or 5 point lead was the most. I think Red Hill was ahead most of the game, but they had a 1 point lead at halftime. I think a 3 point lead after three quarters, and ended up three. Hudsonville had a last opportunity for a three, but it was a really long one, about a 25 footer, and it was a way off, so Red Hill won it 43-40.
All right, and we'll be back here in a few minutes and talk more basketball before your Red Hill Salukis take on the Hudsonville Tigers. You're listening to The Legend.
Attention truck drivers and their families. Best Way Express is hiring Class A CDL drivers in your area. Best Way Express allows you to make your own schedule. You can run part-time or you can stay out 2 weeks at a time and earn premium pay. Unlike other companies, Best Way Express can actually get you home every weekend. Best Way Express has a free wellness clinic included in their full benefits package. Whether you've been on the road for 10 years or you're looking to get into a driving school, Best Way Express knows it's not the trucks that move freight, it's the people. Call 833-BESTWAY or go online to bestwayexpress.com.
Cardiology services are now available full-time at Carl Richland Memorial Hospital in Olney. Dr. Prem Guy is board certified in both cardiology and nuclear cardiology and has more than 25 years of experience. He provides consultations in the clinic setting, as well as inpatient and emergency department consultations. He also offers a variety of non-invasive diagnostic procedures for heart conditions. Call 618-392-1139 for appointments.
Ambrough Federal Credit Union. When you're a member, you are a part owner, not just a customer, and your money stays in Lawrence County. Ambrough Federal Credit Union is now offering a Christmas loan special. Don't put Christmas on a high interest rate credit card this year. Come see us. Waco listeners can qualify for interest rates as low as 5.99%. With rates this low, you can't afford to miss this offer. Ambrough Federal Credit Union, Lawrence County's only member-owned, not-for-profit financial institution. Membership eligibility required. Ambrough Federal Credit Union, member NCUA.
Grill and Bar in Bridgeport, Illinois wants to see you and your family this week. They're the hot spot for dinner on Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday nights with all you can eat, catfish and walleye, juicy pork chops, tender steaks, delicious frog legs, and a slew of other choices on their expanded menu. Hilltop serves up their 7 spice blend fried chicken every Friday night. Dinner begins at 4, also serving breakfast and lunch daily. Make sure you get to the Hilltop in Bridgeport. Great food, cold drinks, hot games, and family-friendly atmosphere.
Welcome back, Saluki fans, as the Salukis return from the locker room and the Hudsonville Tigers head back. We are just 4:50 away from tip-off time here at the Hudsonville Tigers High School here in Hudsonville, Illinois. We are almost set for game time. Rob, what are your expectations for this game?
Well, the Red Hill won the first game. They led all the way. They had about an 8 or 9 point lead the first quarter and a double-digit lead through the second, third, and fourth quarter, but they need to get back. The Salukis have lost 3 in a row. They lost at Marshall in a rescheduled game. And then they lost in the conference tournament to Robinson. And then they lost to Olney. They played a pretty good game against Robinson. But against Olney, they did not play well. So they need to get back to playing better, and they come in with a record of 7-11. And they've got two more games this week. They've got a road game on Friday night, a non-conference game at Neoga, and then a Saturday non-conference game at home against Sisney. And Mike, make note that the junior varsity game on Saturday against Sisney, I think, is scheduled to start at 5 o'clock. But they've got three games this week, I think three winnable games. But they got to put it together tonight and see if they can't beat this Hudsonville team on their home floor.
Yeah, and it looked like Hudsonville had a little bit of height out there, but we got a couple of tall guys out there. But Landon Ray, he was pretty good from the three-point range there in the JV game, and I expect him to hit a few threes here and there tonight, too.
He'll get some playing time. I know that Mitchell Nash and Landon Ray have been the main two off the bench, and so Connor McKinney's been off the bench, too. So And two of those played in the JV game. So Atlanta had, I think, a couple of threes in the early in the ball game, and I don't know how many points he had, but probably about 10 or 12.
Yeah, and there towards the, I think it was the end of the first quarter, he hit a pretty deep three. I think it was from the volleyball line. And,
right.
I mean, he was just getting on fire, and he was crashing the boards. I mean, they had some trouble getting some of their inside shots to fall. So.
Right.
They probably need to work on that a little bit. Hopefully they can roll some of that over into the varsity game as they get some playing time.
Yeah, this is a nice game for them to try to get, you know, hopefully they don't think they went out and won the first game at 23, so we'll easily win this game. That's not going to be the case.
All right, we are almost set. We'll take another short break real quick, be back, and then after that we will bring you some Saluki basketball right here on The Legend.
Why is News 10 the Wabash Valley's most trusted news source every day? We have more reporters in more places, bringing you more of the day's important local news from where you live as it's happening, while also providing you with more in-depth coverage of the day's top story. And when news breaks, we'll provide you with the most dependable coverage live. Just a few reasons why News 10 is leading the way with coverage you can count on every day. News 10 is a proud supporter of high school athletics and your community.
Rucker's Candy in Bridgeport reminds you that no matter how many times you get knocked down, keep getting back up. God sees your resolve. He sees your determination. And when you can do everything you can do, that's when God will step in and do what you can't do. Rucker's Candy says take time for family and prayer and always give praise.
Tuesday, February 6th, People's State Bank presents
Pack the Play.
The Red Hill Salukis will host the Lawrenceville Indians in boys basketball, and you get in free.
That's right, free.
Thanks to People's State Bank, Lawrenceville and Red Hill High School Fellowship of Christian Athletes groups will be hosting a food drive at both schools leading up to the game, and ask that anyone coming to the game bring a food item to donate to Fish and Loaves. It's Tuesday, February 6th,
Pack the Play.
When the Salukis host the Indians, don't miss the action.
It's Pack the Play,
February 6th. Everybody gets in free thanks to People's State Bank.
Attention truck drivers. Hi, this is Brett from Light 103 Sports. I wanted to tell you guys about Best Way Express in Vincennes. If you're a truck driver or know a truck driver, listen up. Want to be home every weekend? Best Way can do that. Want to be home every day? Best Way can do that. Looking for something part-time? Best Way can do that. Don't have your CDL, but looking to start a career? Best Way has an awesome driving school, and they'll pay you to attend. Join a company that knows it's not the trucks that move freight, it's the people. Call 833-BESTWAY or go online to bestwayexpress.com.
Leggett Lumber and Hardware in Bridgeport has what you need to please that hard-to-shop-for family member this year. Dremel Tool Kit, only $69.99. Milwaukee M18 Compact Combo Kit for just $209.99. If you don't know what they want, grab one of Leggett's gift certificates. With a tool selection that would make Santa blush, Leggett Lumber and Hardware in Bridgeport has what you need to please the handyman or woman in your life. Need stocking stuffers? With tools and accessories for $9.99 or less, you can't go wrong shopping at Leggett Lumber and Hardware in Bridgeport.
At Citizens National Bank of Albion, our focus is on their future. We're proud to partner with others focused on teaching youth how to manage money through area financial literacy programs. Besides many sponsorships, our CMB volunteers work in Junior Achievement, the Real World, and CEO programs. We're even providing free charging stations for area college students to help make their study time easier.
Citizens National Bank of Albion, no better banking, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hi, my mommy and daddy are Dr. Jeremy and Dr. Lisa from Sanders Family Chiropractic in Lawrenceville.
We're a local family and they like to help people. Mom and Dad take care of friendly local folks and make them feel better. Some folks have neck pain and back pain. Others have pain in other places.
We're never ever a pain, are we, Mommy and Daddy?
If you have neck, back, or other pains, please call us at 618-943-4949 or visit us at 1525 Lexington Avenue in Lawrenceville.
Welcome back to Hudsonville High School, where the Hudsonville Tigers are honoring Isaac York for joining the 1,000 Point Club. They are handing him a basketball and going to get some pictures here. That's a pretty good achievement
it
there
is, yeah.
When you make the 1,000 Point Club, and I mean, it's nothing but up from there.
Right. I think he's been their best player for the last 2 or 3 years, or most prominent player. And so congratulations to Isaac York. Isaac is a 6'3 senior forward for Hudsonville Palestine.
And I believe he's one of their taller players out there, it looks like. Yep, and it's going to be a good matchup tonight. So we'll go ahead and get the starting lineup, and I'll send it over to Rob.
That's why the Red Hills going with their regular starting lineup with Chase Maria, a 5'11 senior. Parker Havel, 5'11 junior. Corbin Shoulders is a 5'11 senior. Drew Moore, 5'11 junior. And Andy Wells, a 6'3 senior for the Red Hills Salukis, who come in with a record of 7 wins and 11 losses.
Let's see if we can't flip that over and get us on the win streak right here and get us over 500. And as the cheerleaders are getting their pregame warm-ups in, we're going to await the starting lineup of the Hudsonville Tigers. As our cheerleaders leave the floor, we will go ahead and send it back over to Rob for the starting lineup for the Hudsonville Tigers.
Well, one guard will be Aaron Mells. He's a 5'7 junior. And Evan Newland, a 5'11 sophomore, also a guard. And Isaac York, pre-mentioned him a few minutes ago, 6'3 senior. Jerry Gower, a 6'2 junior in the starting lineup for, and the center is Zeke Nave, a 6'2 junior. So they got a couple of 6'2 and a 6'3 in there. A little bit more size than Red Hill, but not a whole lot.
All right, there are your starting lineup for the Hudsonville Tigers and the Red Hill Salukis. We're just a few seconds away from game time. And it will be Isaac York and Andy Wells to tip it off. Referees are set. Both teams are set. It is tip-off time, lady. And the Hudsonville Tigers get the ball. It will be Aaron Nels bringing it up the court. Isaac York out on the right side. He drives baseline shut down there. Hands it off there to Jerry Gower, and there's a foul called on the floor. It will stay Hudsonville Tiger basketball. That foul is going to go against Red Hill Salukis number 5, Chase Murray.
His first. Trying to double team down low.
Teams first. Zeke Nave takes it out of bounds. Tips it in there to Jerry Gower. No good on the shot. Quickly getting up the floor. Chase Murray gets it over to Parker Havel. Havel's going to call it from the volleyball line.
Let's see what kind of defense I think they're playing.
Looks like a little man-to-man, maybe 2-3 man. Over to Murray on the left wing, knocked out of bounds. It will stay Saluki basketball.
I'm not sure if we're playing man-to-man or boxing one on Drew Moore. Red Hill didn't move the ball a whole lot, so it's kind of hard to tell. Looks like
Havel gets
looks
it over.
Like, I think it's
Moore from the baseline, puts up a 10-footer, no good. Tigers get the rebound.
Looked like it was a boxing one defense, maybe.
Nels gets it up the floor, gets it over to York. York drives left side, hands it off to Pickering. Pickering hands it back off to Nels. Nels looking left, going right. Guarded there by Shoulders. Gets it over to Pickering. Back over to York. York's going to drive right side. Jump stop, no good. Stolen away there by Wells. Wells hands the ball off to Murray. Murray's going to bring the ball up the court, get it over to the right wing to Shoulders. Back around, and a foul called away from the ball.
They're going to call it against Aaron Nels, guarding Moore. So I think Nels is the one guarding in the box in one of her, some kind of a triangle or something, what they're trying to do.
Havel will inbound it against York, the 6'3 senior. Gets it into Murray, down in low to Wells. Wells back out, top to shoulders. Over in the corner to Havel. Havel puts a three, no good. Off the mark. Tigers come away with the basketball. Nels gets a breakaway. He's going to go up. No good. No foul called. Wells gets the rebound. Allies to shoulders. Shoulder brings the ball at the court. He's going to slow it down. Get it into the corner to Moore. Moore's going to drive inside. Get it over to Murray on the left side. Drives the lane. Puts it up and good for the first 2 points of the game. Murray with the first 2 points with 6:22 left to go in the first quarter. York gets the inbound. Brings it up the court. He's going to go right side. Drive left. Going to the lane, almost loses control, regains the ball, tries to dump it down low, knocked around, finally comes into the hands of Jerry Gower. Gower tries to go baseline, gets it back up top. Pickering swings it across to Nels. Nels gets it back up top to York. He's going to slow things down a little bit, calling a play. He's going to go left side. He's going to do behind the back. He's going to go up for it with his left hand. Good for the first two for the Tigers. Havel gets the ball up the court, shoulders back to Havel, jump stop from 5 foot out, no good off the rim. York comes away with the rebound. He's going to hand it off to Nels. Nels will be the point man. He's looking to go to the right side, hands it off to York. York comes left. He's looking inside against this.
Lucas, looks like you're going to a 1-2-2 zone defense, maybe.
Nels goes baseline, gets shut down, but travels. So it'll be turnover, Saluki basketball. Almost look like a 3-2, 1-2-2.
I think they've used a 1-3-1 before, so.
Moore will be the point man. He's going to bring it across the timeline. He's going to go right side, hand the ball off to Havel. Havel brings it back up top, gets it down into the left corner to shoulders. Shoulders brings it back up. They're going to swing it around. Havel's going to go left side, tries to throw it away, almost threw it away. Gets it over to Wells. Wells to Moore in the right corner. Moore is going to bring it back up top to Murray. He's going to slow it down a little bit. Going to go dribble right side. Goes left. Gets it inside to Wells. Wells is going to go baseline. He puts it up from 3 foot out. No good. York gets the rebound. Outlets there to Nels. Havel and Nels, both number 10s. Guarding each other there. Double teamed. Nels breaks it. Shoulders tipped it away. And off of Yorker.
Yeah, I'm not sure if it
was Dave there.
Yeah, he went ready to tip, and it went off the Hudsonville player, so their third turnover. So we just have to take advantage of these turnovers if we're going to have them.
4:30 left to go here in the first quarter. Shoulders down in the corner to Moore. Moore looking inside, goes left. Double team there. Murray going to get it in the corner to Shoulders. Shoulders puts up a three, no good, off the mark. Murray comes away with the rebound. Gets it back, tries to get it up to Wells, but stolen away there by Pickering. Pickering's going to slow it up, get it over to York on the right side. York's going to go baseline, jump stop, put it up from 10 foot. Good. First lead of the night for the Tigers, 4-2. Moore gets it on the right side. He's going to go cross court there to Murray. Murray gets it down in the corner to Shoulders, back and forth. They're going to swing it around. Back down to Shoulders in the corner, puts up three ball, no good, off the rim. Nave comes away with the ball. He gets it up to Pickering. Pickering's going to bring it up the court. Pull up from three. Good. Pickering from the left wing. Moore's going to be the point man up the court this time. Gets it across the timeline. He's going to go right side, hand it off to Havel. Havel picked up there by Pickering. Shoulders down in the corner to Murray on the left side. Cross court pass to Havel. Havel eyed the three. No good. Up to Shoulders. Shoulders going to drive the lane, lose control. Murray gets the rebound, puts it up for two, and good. Coach Havel calls a timeout. We'll take one with you. 3:10 left to go. The Hudsonville Tigers lead it 7-4. We're back right here on the Legend.
Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy is Lawrence County's only pharmacist-owned and operated pharmacy. Owners Ernie and Sue Rolls are in-store daily to meet your needs. They will answer your questions in-store or by phone. No annoying press 1, press 2. Phone automation. Scott's also has Dispill packaging, blood pressure checks, and programs to keep you healthy. Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, caring for you and about you. 208 Main Street in beautiful downtown Bridgeport.
Tonight's game brought to you by Best Way Express, Carl Richland Memorial Hospital, and Raw Federal Credit Union. Saluki's taking on the Hudsonville Tigers. Port Blondie scoreboard reads 3:10 to left to go in the first quarter, 7-4, Tigers lead. Tigers have the ball. They're trying to get
some full court pressure on right now.
Pickering gets it across the court, needs some help, gets it over to Nels on the left side. Back up top to York. He's going to slow it down, calling the play. Nels up top, gets it over to Pickering. Pickering down low into Nave. Nave goes up and converts. Sorry, that was Gower. Gower with two. Havel brings the ball up the court for the Salukis, gets it over to Shoulders on the right side, back around. Back and forth between Havel and Shoulders here. Gets it over in the left corner to Murray, eyes it. Nothing there, goes baseline, cross court to Shoulders. He puts up a three ball from the corner, good. Shoulders from three. Shoulders put up a few threes here tonight, but I believe that's his first or second.
First one.
Nels with it on the left side, up top to York. He's going to go back and forth. Nels puts up a three ball, answers back. Nothing but the net for Nels. Port Blondie scoreboard 12-7 in favor of the Tigers, 6-point lead. Havel going left side, gets it back over to Moore on the right. Tigers playing some good defense here tonight. Shoulders gets it across court to Havel, inside to Murray. Foul away from the ball. It's going to go against Red Hills number 23, Drew Moore. His first foul, team's second. A little contact away from the ball. Referee wasn't going to have it. Salukis put on full court defense. Pickering gets it over to York to break it. York goes up and foul on the shot. Shot no good. He will go to the free throw line, shoot two. Foul goes against number 25, Andy Wells, his first, team's third. So York will go to the free throw stripe.
York has two baskets so far.
York's first shot on the way, good. Checking into the game for Wells is Mitchell Nash, number 44. Tonight's game brought to you by Hilltop, WGHI-TV, and Rutgers Candy. York's second one on its way. Off the rim, no good. Moore comes away with the ball. He's going to bring it up court. Gets it to the right side. He's going to try to go baseline. Gets around, goes over to Havel on the left side. Puts up three, good. Havel for three. Tigers trying to get the ball in quick to get to break this Red Hill Saluki full court press. They do. Nels.
Call for a reaching foul.
Foul is going to go against Red Hills number 23, Drew Moore, his second this quarter, team's fourth. Nels will get the inbound, guarded there by Havel. He's going to go left side to York. York going to go back right. He's going to drive the lane, tried to pass it down low to Nave. Nobody there, out of bounds. It will be Saluki basketball. Checking into the game for the Salukis, this is number 32, Landon Ray. He will replace Drew Moore. Havel will bring the ball up the court with 1:05 left to go in the first quarter. Back and forth between Shoulders. Gets a screen there from Nash. Goes left side. Gets it over to Landon Ray. Down in the corner to Shoulders. Shoulders up for three. Off the rim. No good. Havel comes away with the ball. Puts up a two. No good. Tigers get the rebound. Gower. Looking up court, gets it up to Pickering. Up to Nels. Nels pulls up for three. No good. Off the rim. Landon Ray comes away with the rebound. Hands it off to Nash. Over to Havel. Havel with 33 seconds left. He's going to drive the lane. Pull back. Gets it over to Ray. Eyes the three. Down into Shoulders. Shoulders needing some help. Gets it across court to Ray. Ray pulls up from just a step back from the three. No good. And Shoulders knocks it out of bounds. It'll be Tiger basketball with 20.9 left to go. Full court press for the Salukis. Pickering gets the inbound, cross court to Nels. Nels trying to get across the timeline, needing some help. Stolen away by Havel, and a foul called.
Against Nels, I believe it'll be his second.
Nels is second, team's second. Checking in the game for the Tigers is number 23, Evan Newland. He comes in for Nels. 11.9 left to go here in the first quarter. Salukis down by three. Ball inbounded to Shoulders. Shoulders to Havel. Havels is going to let the time run down, gets it over to Shoulders. Shoulders going baseline, nobody there, gets it up to Ray for three, way beyond the arc, no good. As time expires, the Port Blondie scoreboard reads, Hudsonville Tigers 13, your Red Hill Salukis 10. We're back after this break right here on The Legend.
KC State Bank is a proud supporter of our area basketball teams. Preparation, teamwork, and community spirit are how you define a great basketball team. At KC State Bank, they practice those same principles. Their dedicated and skilled staff has been helping neighbors, family, and friends with personal and business financial solutions for over 110 years. It's what they do. Your community, your bank. KC State Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Post Pizza can spice up your night with some pop, Italian beef.
Sandwich, that is.
Have you ever tried the legendary breadsticks at Larry Bob's Pizza in Lawrenceville?
You mean those great, garlicky, buttery breadsticks that only Bob's can bring you?
Yes, and Bob's will bring it to you in your home. You can stop in or have your favorite specialty pizza delivered, or stick with the classic Farouk. Call 943-2612 for delivery or carryout at Bob's Pizza in Lawrenceville on State Street. Call 618-943-2612.
Welcome back, Saluki fans, as we start the second quarter off. Salukis have the ball. Shoulders gets it down to the right side to Havel. Havel looking inside, going to call in a play, brings Shoulders up, gets it over to him on the left side, back to Murray on the right. Looking inside for Nash, nobody home. Gets it over to Ray. Ray to Shoulders down the corner, drives the baseline, and a foul called as he goes up. I believe that foul will go against Hudsonville's number 22, Zeke Knave, his first, team's third. Shoulders will go to the charity stripe and shoot two. Shoulders with his first free throw on the night. Off the front of the rim, no good. Tonight's game brought to you by People State Bank, Leggett Lumber, Citizen National Bank, and Albion. Shoulders' second free throw on its way. Nothing but the net, good. 13-11, down by two. Pickering brings in the ball, gets it into York in the middle. He's going to bring it across court, guarded there by Havel. Down in the corner to Knave. Or I believe that was Newland. Back up top to York. York trying to go right side against this 1-2-2 zone. Pickering stolen away there by Havel as Pickering was trying to get it to York. Goes up for two and good. Havel with the breakaway two. Tigers quickly get it back across court. Gower with it in the corner, and
Ray tipped it out of bounds, I believe.
It will stay Tiger basketball.
Salukis just scored the last 6 points. Tied it at 13.
York gets the inbound on the far sideline, gets it inside to Knave. Knave out to Newland. Block shot there by Murray. Newland going up for three, and Murray just slapped it out like Mutombo. Ball inbounded to York in the lane. On the floor, knocked around. Gower comes away with it, tries to get it inside. Tipped out of bounds by the Tigers.
That's number seven turnover. Like I said, the Salukis got to take advantage of these turnovers. Like the last one was a, this is a dead ball turnover, but the other one was a live turnover that they scored on the break.
Havel brings the ball up to court, looking inside. Almost looking like a 3-2 zone. Landon Ray for three. Got it. Good. And Salukis retain the lead, 16-13. York bringing the ball up to court. Gets it back to Knave, up to Newland. Newland trying to go baseline. Nash trying to get him out. Puts up a shot. No good. Murray comes away with the rebound. Looking up court. Gets it to Shoulders in the corner. Goes baseline. Back out to Murray. He's going to drive the lane. Put up. No good. York gets the rebound. He's trying to get it up the court quick. Gets it up to Newland. Newland jump stop.
I think he was fouled by Havel, I believe.
It will be out of bounds to the Hudsonville Tigers. Foul is going to go against number 10. That is Parker Havel, his first, team's fifth. Knave taking the ball out of bounds. Gets it into Gower. Gower looking for help in the corner. Hands the ball off to York. York trying to bring it back up top. Picks up his dribble. Gets it over to Newland. Newland over to Pickering. Pickering going to go right. Get it back up top to York. York pulls up from way beyond the arc off the front of the rim. No good. Ball up to shoulders. Gets it across the timeline. He's going to slow it up. He's going to throw it down into the corner to Ray. Ray for three. No good off the rim. Gower comes away with the rebound. Outlets to York. York's going to come up the court slowly. Get it over to Pickering. Back and forth there up top. Looking inside. Gets it into Nave. Nave puts up a two. No good. Ball tapped away. Havel comes away with it. He's going to bring it up the court quick. Hand it off to Ray. Ray from 15. No good. Murray comes away with the rebound. Gets it up to Havel. Havel for three. No good off the rim. Gower comes away with the rebound. Outlets there to Pickering. Pickering up to Newland. Newland back up top. Pickering looking for help. Gets it in the form of York. York looking inside. He's going to go left. Get it out to Nave. Nave down low to Newland. Newland goes up. No good. Newland gets his own rebound. Put back. Good. Newland tried to go up for the open shot. Nothing but hit it when he was guarded.
Hit it in traffic.
Shoulders try to get it down to Nash in traffic. York comes away with the rebound up to Newland. No good on the wide open layup. Murray comes away with the ball. He's quickly coming up the court. He's going to run inside, get it over to Shoulders. DeRay in the corner for three. Off the rim, no good. Gower comes away with the rebound. Pickering brings it up the court. Gets it over to Gower. Goes in the lane, no good. Off the backboard and a foul called on the shot. I believe that will be the red hit against the Red Hill Salukis. So Gower will go against to the charity stripe.
Salukis is going to make some more. Wells and Connor McKinney will be coming in.
That foul went against number 44, Mitchell Nash, his first, team sixth. As Gower goes to the charity stripe, put up his first free throw here on its way. No good off the front of the rim. And Tigers Will, also making a change.
Will Newland in for Zeke Nave.
So we got two Newlands on the floor, so we'll try to distinguish them a little bit for you here. Tonight's game brought to you by Sanders Scott Refractive, Scott's Health Mart, KZ State Bank. As Gower hit his second shot, Moore's going to bring the ball up the court quickly, go right side. He's going to go try to go baseline, shut down, gets it back up top to Havel. Havel over the top to McKinney down into Ray.
You don't want to get it to me in the game.
McKinney picks up his dribble, gets help from Ray. Ray looking back up top. He's going to bring it up himself, slow it down. Back over to McKinney. McKinney eyed the three, pump fake, no good. Gets it over to Havel. Havel's going to slow it down, back up by the volleyball line, get it over to Ray on the left side, down the corner to McKinney. McKinney working against York. Over to Moore on the right side. Pulls up for three. No good off the rim. Havel goes up for the rebound. Gets it. Tries to go inside. Gets it back up to McKinney. McKinney's going to pull up for 3-2. No good off the front of the rim. Ball creams away as Havel tries to go for it. Picked up there by Will Newland. He gets it over to Pickering. Pickering over to York on the right side. York's going to bring it back left. Get it in low to Gower. Gower up and easy for two. Poor Blondie scoreboard, 3:14 left to go in the game, 18-16 in favor of the Tigers. Wells with it on the right side, looking inside. Nobody there. He's going to bring it back up top to Ray. Ray gets it over to McKinney. McKinney guarded there by York. Tries to go around the side of him. Brings it inside to Havel. Havel to Ray from 10 foot out. Good. Ties it back up with a 10-footer. York's going to bring the ball up the court against short McKinney. Double team there by Moore. Pickering pulls up for three. Got it! Pickering with a long three from way out there. Giving the Tigers a three-point lead once again. Wells down low. Eurosteps puts it up. Good! Wells with the easy two. York's going to bring the ball back up the court. Gets across the timeline inside there to Newland. Newland over to Gower. Gower with back-to-back. Gower with 4 points within 30 seconds. Havel with the ball on the right side. He's going to slow it down a little bit, bring it back out near the volleyball line. Going to call on the play. Wide open out there at the three. Gets it over to McKinney on the left side. Looking inside to Wells. Wells trying to work it. Go baseline. Back out to McKinney. McKinney for three off the front of the rim. No good. Havel going up for the rebound. Put back. No good. Wells. Wells went up for the rebound and a foul called. It'll be Saluki ball out of bounds. Foul's going to go against number 32, Jerry Gower, his first, team's fourth. Checking into the game for Parker Havel is Corbin Shoulders, number 35. 1:53 left to go here in the first half.
Yeah, 6 fouls at Red Hill, 4 on Hudsonville.
Landon Ray gets the inbound. Looking for more on that swing around. Nobody there. Gets it over to McKinney out near the volleyball line. Over to Shoulders on the right side. Pulls up for three. No good. Off the rim. Wells tries to go for the rebound. Ball loose on the floor. Newland and McKinney going down for it. Jump ball. It will be Tiger basketball. Ball tipped around a few times there, and Newland went down on the floor to get it, and a couple other Salukis, and tied it up. York brings it up the court, gets it over to Will Newland. Will Newland over to Evan Newland. Back up top to York. Back over to Evan. Evan going right side, looking inside. Nobody there. Back over to York. York drives the lane, loses control. Wells picks up the rebound. Gets it over to Shoulders. Shoulders brings the ball up the court slowly. Going to go right side. Gets some help from Drew Moore. Drew Moore pulls up from three. Off the back of the rim, no good. Wells crashed the boards, going up for the rebound, knocked it out of bounds. It will be Tiger basketball. Checking into the game for the Salukis, Chase Murray.
For Drew Moore. Drew has those two fouls, so he won't take him out before the half.
Pickering's going to bring the ball up the court here. Kind of a spread offense, it looks like. Gets it over on the right side to York. York gets it inside to Will Newland. Pulls up from the elbow. No good. Wells and Murray try to go for the rebound. Will Newland gets his own. Gets it over to Gower. He goes baseline. And a foul called. We will be shooting bonus here, as that was Red Hill's 17th foul. And that foul is going to go against number 25, Andy Wells, his second. And Mitchell Nash will check in for him. 52.4 left to go in the first half as we look at the Port Blondie scoreboard. Tigers 23, Red Hill Salukis 20, as Gower's first free throw on its way. Good, he earns the second. 4-point lead in favor of the Tigers. Tonight's game brought to you by Bob's Pizza, Lawrence County Health Department, Sip It Sweet Teas. Gower puts up second one, got it, got them both. McKinney's going to bring the ball up the court for the Salukis. Guarded there by Evan Newland. Over to Murray. Murray down low into Shoulders. Back up top to Murray. He's going to split the two defenders. Drive the lane. Put it up. In and out. No good. Nash goes up for the rebound. Put back. No good. Will Newland gets the rebound. Gets the ball outletted to Pickering. Back over to Will. Will gets it over to York on the right side. He's going to call in the play. Back it back out near the timeline. 20 seconds left to go here in the first half. Gets it over to Evan Newland, guarded closely there by Murray. Tapped it away. He got it back. Hands it off to Pickering. 11 seconds left to go. Hands off to York out near the timeline. Calling in a shot. Salukis in man-to-man defense. York going to dribble left. Put up a shot from three-point range. Got it with 2 seconds left to go. York hits a buzzer beater, 28-20, as we look at the Port Blondie scoreboard. Hudsonville Tigers lead it by 8. We'll be back with halftime here right on the Legend.
The 2017-18 flu vaccine is the first and best way to protect you and your family from the flu. Flu vaccinations can reduce flu illnesses, doctor's visits, missed work in school due to flu, as well as prevent flu-related hospitalizations. Flu vaccines are available for all general population from infant to senior. Stop by the Lawrence County Health Department Public Health Clinic at 11362 Country Club Road, Monday through Friday, and get the flu shot before the flu gets you.
Are you thinking about a career change? Do you love to travel? Join the team at Best Way Express. Best Way is now enrolling students into their driving school. Best Way Express will pay you to attend their driving school and guarantee you a full-time job afterwards. Call 833-BESTWAY for more information. Best Way Express has been transporting America's future since 1981. Call 833-BESTWAY and join the most well-respected trucking company in the area. Let Best Way Express hand you the keys to success by handing you the keys to a truck. Call 833-BESTWAY or go to bestwayexpress.com today.
Sip It Beverages and Bites, located along James Street in Lawrenceville, Illinois, has added hot beverages and gourmet coffees to its array of beverages. Now you can enjoy espresso, cappuccino, Americano, lattes, macchiatos, and mochas on the go.
Flavor add-ins are available for any beverage on the Sippet menu. Enjoy the comfort of your toasty warm vehicle on a cold winter day and place your drive-through order at Sippet Beverages and Bites, located at 2202 James Street in Lawrenceville.
Rucker's Candy in Bridgeport reminds you that no matter how many times you get knocked down, keep getting back up. God sees your resolve. He sees your determination. And when you can do everything you can do, that's when God will step in and do what you can't do. Rucker's Candy says take time for family and prayer and always give praise.
The Port and Blondie's, two great places, now at one location, 1170 Adams Street in Bridgeport. Come in from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. and try some of the area's best home-cooked food made to order for you and your family. They offer a special kids menu with kids 5 and under eating for free. Each child that dines in for the month of October will receive a free dish of ice cream after their meal. At the Port and Blondie's, let them show you why they are the place to be.
Are you the one that's always prepared, always thinking ahead? Then you're probably the one who's done your homework and compared Citizens National Bank of Albion's zero to low fees to the other banks. There's a reason we're one of the fastest growing financial institutions in the area. We take a no fluff, no nonsense approach to banking. Come in and talk to one of our customer service professionals and go over your banking products and services and compare fees. You'll be glad you did.
Citizens National Bank of Albion, no better banking, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Welcome back, Saluki fans, to halftime here at Hudsonville High School, where the Salukis are taking on the Hudsonville Tigers. They are currently down 28-20. We're here at halftime where JV Saluki is taking on the mascot in a one-on-one matchup, a little entertainment here. But I'll go ahead and send it over to my partner in crime, Rob McKinley, who will bring us some halftime stats.
Well, they're not very good stats for Red Hill. Salukis have been out-rebounded 12-11. Turnover-wise, the Salukis only two turnovers and eight for Hudsonville Palestine. But from the shooting standpoint, Red Hill is 8 of 31 from the field, 3 of 17 from the three-point. They've taken 17 threes, made three. They're 8 of 31 and 1 of 2 from the free-throw line. Hudsonville Palestine, they're 10 of 18, including 4 of 6 on threes. They've made 4 of 6 free throws. For Hudsonville, Jerry Gower has 9 and Isaac York 8. And for Red Hill, Parker Havel has 5, Lyndon Ray 5, 4 for Corbin Shoulders, 4 for Chase Murray, and 2 for Andy Wells. Salukis went back and forth early. They trailed at one time 13-7. They were down 13-10 in the first quarter. Came back and led 16-13. But have been outscored since then. 15-4, they trail 28-20 at the half.
Saluki's been showing at the beginning of the second quarter. They showed some full court press and man-to-man defense. But after that, halfway through the quarter, I haven't really seen that full court press very much. And the Tigers have been doing a phenomenal job of getting the ball up the court quickly after a shot. Just breaking that defense down. They're working on their fast breaks and getting the ball up the court. Gower had multiple back-to-back shots inside the paint.
New York hit that three right at the end of the half to make the lead 8 at the break.
And, I mean, they're going to have to switch something up here in the second half if they want to beat that Tiger offense.
Yeah, they're just Hudsonville playing very well, even though they have those turnovers. But they're outplaying Red Hill as far from an offensive and defensive standpoint. And, Saluki's not shot well, so you can't win too many games shooting 8 out of 31.
Both teams come back to the court. The crowd welcomes them back as we were watching our halftime entertainment. One of the JV Salukis was taking on the mascot yet again, if you're just joining us. I believe the mascot won that one.
Well, the last time... Red Hill player got a layup, so I don't know how that number keep the score or not. So
that's a look at your halftime stats. We'll go ahead and send it back to the studio for a break and be back with your second half of action of Saluki basketball right here on The Legend.
I'm Gene Allen. I'm the clinic practice manager at the Lawrence County Memorial Hospital Primary Care Clinic. One thing I think sets apart our clinic is, you know, even though our physicians have their own practice, they're one clinic. So, you know, if you call to get in and, you know, that doctor's out or their schedule's full, then you have the access to get into one of our other providers to get care that day. You know, we try to look at community needs, and one of the needs was our acute care clinic that we added. That gives people access that might work during the day, and that gives them access to health care in the evenings and on the weekends. We've also added a pain clinic, which was a need in our community. So we're looking to grow, and we're looking to get better. And our physicians and providers, mid-levels, they work very, very well with one another. And we try to make it a family atmosphere when we go in there. We want you to be comfortable with your care. We want you to be comfortable with our providers.
Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, your local hospital caring for local people.
You're listening to Red Hill Saluki Basketball on the Legend, 99.3 FM, 910 AM, WAKO, Lawrenceville, Vincennes.
Why is News 10 the Wabash Valley's most trusted news source every day? We have more reporters in more places, bringing you more of the day's important local news from where you live as it's happening, while also providing you with more in-depth coverage of the day's top story. And when news breaks, we'll provide you with the most dependable coverage live. Just a few reasons why News 10 is leading the way with coverage you can count on every day. News 10 is a proud supporter of high school athletics and your community.
Sanders Family Chiropractic in Lawrenceville invites you to experience for yourself why so many Sanders chiropractic patients feel dramatically better after only one visit. Hi, I'm Dr. Jeremy Sanders. We are dedicated to helping you and your family members alleviate their aches and pains that life brings. After making our recommendations, we leave you in control of your health and allow you to choose how much care you receive. We're Sanders Family Chiropractic, your local family chiropractors, here for you, located on Lexington Avenue in Lawrenceville.
Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, your locally owned and operated pharmacy, has been caring for Lawrence County residents for more than 30 years. Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy is the oldest continually operated pharmacy in our area. We're committed to providing the service and care that you can only find from a locally owned community pharmacy. I'm pharmacist Ernie Rolls at Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, caring for you and about you. See us today in beautiful downtown Bridgeport.
Grill and Bar in Bridgeport, Illinois wants to see you and your family this week. They're the hot spot for dinner on Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday nights with all you can eat, catfish and walleye, juicy pork chops, tender steaks, delicious frog legs, and a slew of other choices on their expanded menu. Hilltop serves up their 7-spice blend fried chicken every Friday night. Dinner begins at 4, also serving breakfast and lunch daily. Make sure you get to the Hilltop in Bridgeport. Great food, cold drinks, hot games, and family-friendly atmosphere.
Welcome back, Saluki fans. We are here at Hudsonville High School where the Red Hill Salukis are taking on the Hudsonville Tigers. We're just about ready to bring you your second half action of Saluki basketball right here on the Legend. I'm Ryan Teed alongside Rob McKinley. As Drew Moore ran over the scorer's bench to grab the basketball.
The fishes forgot to pick it up when they were over here.
Score 28-20 as the final seconds are winding down off the clock from halftime. We are awaiting the whistle as everybody's getting back to their seats. Both teams ready to go on the court. Officials look like they're ready to go on the court.
They stopped it at 9.9 and put up the 8 minutes. They could have stopped it 20, 30 seconds ago.
All right, here we go. It'll be Saluki basketball to start off the first half. Inbound goes to Corbin Shoulders. He's going to bring it back out near the volleyball line, calling the play against this man-to-man defense. Over the right side to Murray. He's going to dribble around his defender, get across court to Shoulders in the corner. Pulls up, nothing there. He gets back up top to Murray. Murray back to Shoulders on the left wing. Shoulders gets it over to Wells at the top of the key, over on the right side to Murray. Back up top to Havel. Havel looking left side, gets it to Shoulders, down inside to Wells. Wells goes up strong, good, off the backboard. Gets the first 2 points of the half. Nave will bring the ball up the court, get across to York, over to Pickering. Down, tries to go inside to Nave. Stolen away by Drew Moore. Drew Moore is going to go across up the court quickly. He's going to drive the lane outside there to Havel. Havel's going to drive inside, looking for help. Gets it over to Shoulders on the left. Shoulders going to bring it back up top to Murray. Murray looking inside, going to slow it down a little bit. Gets it over to Wells on the right wing. Up top to Shoulders. Gets it over to Murray on the left side. Eyes the three, goes baseline. Over to Shoulders on the right. Goes up good. Salukis with a four-point run here in the second half. Down by four. York with it on the right side across the court. Brings it back up top, down low into Gower. Gower trying to go up strong, shut down there by Wells. Wells steals the ball away there, picks it up off the floor, gets it to Murray. Murray bringing up court. He's going to get it down low into Havel. Havel puts up a two, no good. Wells goes up strong, gets the rebound, reverse layup, no good. Nels gets the rebound, up court to net. Pickering good with the Tigers' first 2 points of the half. Moore brings the ball up the court quick. Gets it over just inside the three-point line, but a foul called. Foul called away from the ball. It looks like it's going to be against the Salukis.
I think is it against Wells?
Foul goes against Wells.
I think it's third.
His third, first of the half, with just 6:13 left to go here in the third quarter. The Port Blondie scoreboard reads 30-24. Salukis down by six. Nels brings the ball up the court. Gets it over to Pickering on the left side. Pickering doesn't like it. He's going to get back up top to Wells or Nels. Nels over to the Pickering again. Pickering looking inside, gets it into Gower. Gower's going to drive the lane, put it up, good. So we're back to an 8-point lead as the Tigers answer back to the Salukis 4-point run. Moore with it on the right side, gets it up top to Wells. Wells looking inside, gets it over to Shoulders on the left. Up top to Havel, he was going to pull up, nothing there. Wells.
Call for traveling.
Saw his lane, but took a step first. Turnover Salukis, it will be Tiger basketball. Pickering will bring the ball up the court this time. He's going to be guarded there by Havel. Cross court to York. York, little fancy ball dribbling there. Tried to go baseline, shut down. Up top to Nels. Nels over to Pickering. Pickering going to go baseline. And a blocking foul called. Pickering trying to go baseline. Havel was going to try and get his feet set. Couldn't. Got called for the blocking foul. That will be his second foul. Team second of the half. Nave takes the ball out of bounds, gets it into York in the left corner. He's going to pull up for three. Got it! York with 3 points. Moore brings the ball up to court, directing traffic there. He gets it up top to Shoulders. Shoulders down in the corner to Murray. Murray eyes it. Maybe he'll answer back for York. Nothing there. Cross court to Havel. Havel to Shoulders. Shoulders down into Wells. Wells puts up a hook shot. Good. Salukis down by nine now, 35-26. York brings the ball at the court. He's going to go right. Baseline puts it up from 5 foot out. No good. Moore goes away and gets the rebound. Brings the ball at the court. Right, goes right side. Tries to drive the lane. Down in the corner to Shoulders. Pump fakes. Gets it inside to Wells. Wells goes up strong and foul called. Wells go to the free throw line to shoot two. Foul is going to go against Hudsonville's number 22. That is Zeke Nave, his second, team's first.
Wells has 6 points in the game for this quarter.
Tonight's game brought to you by the Port Blondies, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital. Wells makes his first. As we get set to shoot his second. Wells' second shot on its way, off the rim, no good. Pickering comes away with the rebound. He's going to quickly get it up the court, up top to York. York looking to swing it around, guarded there by Havel, loses control, but a foul called. Foul is going to go against Parker Havel. Checking into the game for Andy Wells is number 44, Mitchell Nash. York will take the ball out of bounds. Looks like Evan Newland also checked in there for Pickering for the Tigers. Down in the corner to Nave. Nave gets it back up top to York. York looking inside, back out into the corner to Nave. Pulls up three off the rim, no good. Shoulders went away to get the rebound, but Newland got it first, saved it. Gets it up to Gower. Gower down in the corner to Newland. Newland pulls up for three, no good off the rim. Shoulders comes away with the rebound. Quick breakaway here as he goes up for the shot, no good.
Well, a blocking foul.
Foul called. And he will go to the free throw line to shoot two. Foul's going to go against number 10, Aaron Nels. his third.
Yeah.
Team's second of the half. 4:04 left to go here in the third quarter. Port Blondie scoreboard reads 35-27 in favor of the Hudsonville Tigers. Shoulders makes his first free throw. Pickering re-entering. He's going to come in for Nels. Looks like he hurt his wrist or something over there on the sideline as he's getting checked out. Shoulders getting set for his second free throw. Second one on its way, off the front of the rim, no good. It seems like we've always missed the second one, and it's been off the front of the rim. York brings the rebound up. Picks up his dribble, tries to find help, gets it in for Nave. Nave looked like he was trying to go up the dunk, missed it.
But he was fouled behind, I think, maybe on Murray, I'm not sure. Yeah.
Foul's going to go against Murray, his second, team's fourth of the half. Nave will shoot two. Tonight's game brought to you by Best Way Express, Carl Richland Memorial Hospital, and Rawl Federal Credit Union. As Nave missed his first shot there, nobody to check in. Players on the floor for the Salukis are Parker Havel, Corbin Shoulders, Mitchell Nash, Drew Moore, and Chase Murray. For the Tigers, Isaac York, Adam Pickering, Zeke Nave, Evan Newland, and Jerry Gower. As
shot was short there, so Salukis got the rebound. Have a chance to cut this lead down a little bit.
Havel gets it up to Shoulders. Shoulders on the right side to Moore. Moore back to Shoulders. Shoulders for three off the front of the rim. No good. Havel goes up for the rebound. Gets it into Nash down low. Good for two. Brings the lead back down to five. Salukis on a breakaway coming back. 3:27 left to go here in the first quarter as Pickering picked up his dribble. Gets it to York. York pulls up for three. No good. In and out. Rebound comes away. Jump ball. Pickering and Moore tied up there. It will stay Tiger basketball.
Yeah. That'll switch it for the fourth quarter if there's not another jump ball. So
checking in the game for Zeke Nave is number 21, Will Newland. Got both the Newland boys back out there. Pickering takes the ball out of bounds, looking for somebody. Gets into York in the corner. York's going to bring it back out, looking down low. Poked away there by Drew Moore. Havel picks up the ball. No good. Evan Newland comes away with the rebound. Tries to get off of the Saluki defenders. Gets it down low. Stolen away there by Chase Murray. Gets it up court to Drew Moore. Moore goes up for two. Blocked there and a foul.
I think that last time Parker with that layup, he looked behind, looked back just before he went for the layup.
So York trailing quickly on both those shots. Timeout called by Tiger head coach. We'll take one with you. We'll be right back. The Port Blondie scoreboard, 2:58 left to go in the third quarter. Your score, Tigers 35, Saluki 30, back in 30 right here on The Legend.
Tuesday, February 6th, People State Bank presents Pack the Play. The Red Hill Salukis will host the Lawrenceville Indians in boys basketball, and you get in free.
That's right, free.
Thanks to People State Bank. Lawrenceville and Red Hill High School Fellowship of Christian Athletes groups will be hosting a food drive at both schools leading up to the game and ask that anyone coming to the game bring a food item to donate to Fish and Loaves. It's Tuesday, February 6th.
Pack the Play.
When the Salukis host the Indians, don't miss the action. It's Pack the Play. February 6th. Everybody gets in free thanks to People State Bank.
Welcome back here on The Legend to Saluki basketball, where Drew Moore is going to the free throw line to shoot two shots here. If you're just joining us, he was breaking away for a layup off a steal from Chase Murray and was fouled there by Isaac York as he makes his first free throw.
His first point of the game.
Moore having a slow start tonight. No better time than the third quarter to get it going as he makes his second. 35-32 brings the lead down to three. Pickering gets it over the court to York. York looks like a little man-to-man defense by the Salukis. Will Newland. Evan Newland stolen away there by Moore again. Goes up for two. Good with the layup. Tigers quickly getting it up the court. Pickering looking to get a fast break. No good. Guarded there by Haviland Moore.
Red Hills on a 10-0 run.
Gets it away to Will Newland. Down into Gower. Gower going up strong. Good. Gower answers back. Gets the lead back up to three. Moore quickly coming up court. Pulls up for three. Off the mark. No good. Will Newland comes away with the rebound. Gets it over to York. York brings the ball across the timeline. Back to Newland. Over to Pickering, down inside to Gower. Gower picks up his dribble, gets help from York. Saluki's playing some tough defense here. Over to Pickering. Pickering pulls up for three, in and out, no good. Ball comes away to Havel. Whistle blown on the floor. Foul. Goes against Hudsonville Tigers number 23, Evan Newland. His first, team's third, as he checks out of the game. Aaron Nels checks in for him. It'll be Saluki basketball. Shoulders will bring the ball up the court. Hands it off to Havel, brings it across court. Back over to Shoulders on the left side, down low to Murray. Murray sneaks away, tries to go baseline, nobody there. Gets it back out to Moore, Moore back up to Havel. Nice little backdoor play there. Shoulders back up top with the ball, over to Havel on the right side. Pulls up for three, no good off the rim. Nash goes up for the rebound, put back, no good, and a foul called. Mitchell Nash will go to the free throw line now and to shoot two. Foul goes against number 21, Will Newland, his first, team's fourth. As I said a few moments ago, Aaron Nels came back into the game, so he is doing all right, no injury, as Nash makes his first free throw. Tonight's sponsors of the game, Hilltop, WTHI-TV, Rutgers, People's State Bank. As Nash misses his second free throw, Pickering comes away with the rebound, gets it across court to York. York looking inside, down over the corner to Pickering. Pickering looking in for Gower. Cross court to York, drives left side, goes up, no good. Murray goes up for the rebound, knocked away there. Nash comes away with it, looking for help, gets Murray. Murray trying to get help, gets in the form of Havel. Havel's going to drive the lane, back up top to Murray. Eyes of three, drives the lane, puts up a shot, no good, and a foul called.
Well, Chase could, with a couple free throws, could tie this game.
Saw a wide open lane and was driving. Foul's going to go against number 21, Will Newland, his second, team sixth. Murray goes to the free throw line to shoot two, see if we can tie it up here. Murray's first one on the way, off the side of the rim, no good.
We had a trail at one time, 35-24, so.
Saluki's on a comeback here. 53 seconds left to go. Murray's second shot, just short off front of the rim, no good. York gets the rebound, up court to Nels. Nels underneath the basket. Double team there, gets help from Pickering outside to Will Newland from the free throw line, off the front of the rim, no good. Nels comes away as Havel went up for the rebound. Pickering's got it, over to York. York back and forth to Pickering, 34 seconds left to go. Nels right side, gets it back up top. Back and forth here as they're going to run a little clock down before the third quarter expires. Havel going back and forth with Moore trying to get the ball back. 20 seconds left to go. Nels breaks two defenders, gets over to Pickering in the right corner. Almost traveled there.
Yep.
No call.
Yep.
Nels got the ball over to York up top. 10 seconds left to go. York running a little clock out near the timeline. Guarded there. He's going to get a screen there from Newland. Goes right side. Pulls up for three. No good off the rim. 1 second left. Murray got the rebound. No shot. 35-37 as we look at the Port Blondie scoreboard. Tigers lead it by two. It's a tight one here at Hudsonville High School. We'll be back right here on The Legend.
Bo's Pizza can spice up your night with some hot Italian beef.
Sandwich, that is.
Have you ever tried the legendary breadsticks at Larry Bob's Pizza in Lawrenceville?
You mean those great, garlicky, buttery breadsticks that only Bob's can bring you?
Yes, and Bob's will bring it to you in your home. You can stop in or have your favorite specialty pizza delivered, or stick with the classic Farouk. Call 943-2612 for delivery or carryout at Bob's Pizza in Lawrenceville on State Street. Call 618-943-2612.
The 2017-18 flu vaccine is the first and best way to protect you and your family from the flu. Flu vaccinations can reduce flu illnesses, doctor's visits, missed work in school due to flu, as well as prevent flu-related hospitalizations. Flu vaccines are available for all general population from infant to senior. Stop by the Lawrence County Health Department Public Health Clinic at 11362 Country Club Road, Monday through Friday, and get the flu shot before the flu gets you.
Welcome back, basketball fans, to some Saluki basketball here at Hudsonville High School, where they're trailing by 2 points to the Hudsonville Tigers, 37-35. We are starting off the fourth quarter with the basketball. Murray gets it over to Ray. He's eyeing the three. He's going to pull back up top. Loses control against Nels, and a foul called against Aaron Nels.
I think it's going to be 1-1. That's seventh foul against Hudsonville.
That is Nels' fourth foul, team seventh. We are shooting bonus, 1-1. Ray has to hit the first to earn the second. We've got a sub coming in here for Hudsonville. That is Evan Newland. He's going to check in for Nels. Ray getting set to shoot his first shot. First one on the way. Good. Nothing but net. See if we can hit two in a row here as he earned the second one. Slukies down by one. Second one on the way from Ray. Hits it. Ties it up. Ray with two free throws to make a comeback here.
Pickering. Thanks, kind of a 1-3-1 zone.
Pickering cross court into the corner to Newland. Back up York to Pickering. Inside to Gower. Gower gets it down low to Will Newland. Blocked there by Murray, but a foul called. Newland trying to go up. Murray wasn't going to have it, but a foul called there. That will be his third, team's fifth of the half. Only 25 seconds into the quarter.
Evan Newland with the line. He has 2 points tonight. One field goal.
Newland's first shot on the way. Good. Regains the lead here. Tonight's game brought to you by Rutgers, People's State Bank, Leggett Lumber, Citizens National Bank in Albion. Newland's second shot, no good. Moore comes away with the rebound, makes a fast break up the court, goes up for the layup, and fouled on the way. So Moore will go to the free throw line. Couple of fouls. We have a total of 6 free throws here within 30 seconds. Foul one against number 34, Adam Pickering, his first, team's eighth. Moore's first free throw on the way. No good off the front of the rim.
So that was going to be short.
Checking in for Murray is Corbin Shoulders. Moore getting set to shoot his second shot here. On its way. Good. Makes the second. Ties it back up. 38 all. Pickering brings the ball up the court. Looking down low. Got a couple of Tigers wide open over here. Yeah. Saluki Sam down in the corner to Newland, up to York. Drives left side, tries to put up a floater. Good, off the front of the rim, backboard. Regain the lead, 40-38, up court quickly to Ray. Ray all alone. Pulls Second up from three-point range, got it. Looking for help. Nobody around him, so he's going to pull up.
And then they backed off of him, and Rego's first lead since early in the game, since the second quarter.
Newland down low to Nave. Nave goes up. Count it and one.
Followed by Moore.
42-41. Short time for a lead. 3 fouls on Moore. 16. Nave will go to the free throw line to see if he can convert on the old-fashioned 3-point play. Tonight's game brought to you by Sanders Chiropractic, Scott's Health Mart, Casey State Bank. Nave's free throw on its way. Looks good and is good. Nave converts the three-point play, puts him back up by 2. Port Blondie scoreboard, 6:45 left to go in the game, 43-41 in favor of the Tigers. Moore from the corner. No good off the side of the rim. And a foul call.
I think it had me be 3 free throws, too. That was on, I think, Zeke Nave, I believe.
Foul goes against Nave.
Oh, it's going to be 1-1. It was after the shot.
His third, team's ninth. So it will be 1-1. Not 3. At first, the referee was signaling 3 and decided it was after the shot. So got to hit the first, earn the second. First one on its way. No good off the rim. York comes away with the rebound, gets it up to Pickering. Pickering going to slow it up here near the volleyball line. Going to go left side, down in the corner, kicked away there by Drew Moore. Saved it. Pickering gets the interception there, down into Nave. Nave looking to go cross court. Havel intercepted that pass up court to Moore. Moore trying to drive the lane and fouled on the way. He will be going back to the free throw line to shoot 2.
He's 3 of 5 from the line tonight.
Foul's going to go against Hudsonville's number 34, Adam Pickering, his second, team's 10th. Looks like Moore might have lost contact there. Looking for it on the floor there. Referee's checking on him, making sure he's all right. Looks like Moore is good enough to shoot his two. Gets set for the first one. On its way. Got it. Count it. 43-42. Moore getting set for his second shot. Puts it up. On the way. Good. Makes them both. Timeout called by Hudsonville coach. We'll take one with you. Salukis, tie it back up as we look at the Port Blondie scoreboard. 6:16 left to go. 43-all. We're back right here on the Legend.
The Port and Blondies, two great places, now at one location, 1170 Adams Street in Bridgeport. Come in from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. and try some of the area's best home-cooked food made to order for you and your family. Every Tuesday and Friday is their all-you-can-eat catfish dinners for only $10.95. The specials go on and on at the Port and Blondies. Let them show you why they are the place to be.
Sippet Beverages and Bites, located along James Street in Lawrenceville, Illinois, has added hot beverages and gourmet coffees to its array of beverages. Now you can enjoy espresso, cappuccino, Americano, lattes, macchiatos, and mochas on the go. Flavor add-ins are available for any beverage on the Sippet menu. Enjoy the comfort of your toasty warm vehicle on a cold winter day and place your drive-thru order at Sippet Beverages and Bites, located at 2202 James Street in Lawrenceville.
Welcome back, Saluki fans, here at Hudsonville High School, where Drew Moore just tied it up with two free throws, 43-all here in the fourth quarter. Tigers have the basketball in this heart-wrenching basketball game. It may even go to overtime, as we were talking during the break. York tried to
pass it underneath and couldn't handle it. Moore was there, but Hudsonville player bobbled the ball. Salukis at 1-3-1. It's not a half court, but they're leaving it, the baseline open, but they're trying to watch for that long pass down there.
Moore brings it up the court. Mitchell Nash giving him a couple screens there. Down in the corner to Ray. Pump fakes, eyes the three, picks up his dribble, hands off to Moore. Moore back up to Ray, looking for help. Finds shoulders on the right side. Shoulders trying to set something up. Gets it over to Havel. Havel trying to work against this man-to-man defense. Havel going to try and break away. Hands it off to shoulders. Over on the right side to Moore. Down low into Nash. Almost batted away. Nash going up strong. Got it. Salukis retain the lead. 45-43. 5:20 left to go here as we look at the Port Blondie scoreboard. Pickering with it on the left side. Down low into net. Gower. Gower gets it to fall. Ties it back up.
He forced that one in there, didn't he?
Moore with the basketball. Hands off to Havel. Havel dribbling left. Gets it back down in the corner to Moore on the right side. Moore brings it back up top to Ray. Ray down in the corner to Shoulders. Shoulders going to try and go baseline. Get it back up top to Havel. Havel over to Moore. Moore eyes the three. Gets it back up top to Shoulders. Shoulders drives the lane over to Havel on the left side. Havel looking down low, gets it to Shoulders. Looking for Nash. Havel, almost ball, almost stolen away there by Newland. Ray with it, baseline, 10 foot, got it. And a foul called.
Against Red Hill, I believe, but it's the basket counted, I think, for a...
Basket counts, Red Hill back up by two.
But it'd be 1-1, the foul was on Mitchell Nash.
His second, team seventh.
But the one thing, that is seventh, but Hudsonville has 10 fouls, so any Red Hill shooting foul would be two.
Gower is going to go to the charity stripe. 1-1 bonus. Got to hit the first, earn the second. Gower eyes the free throw, puts it up, in and out, finally falls in. He earns the second. Tonight's game brought to you by Lawrence County Health Department, Sippet Sweet Teas, the Port Blondies. Gower's second free throw, good. Ties it back up, 4:40 left to go here in the game. Moore will bring the ball up the court. Looking to set something up here, get a couple points back on the board, get ahead. Cross-court pass to Ray, puts up the three, got it! Ray with a couple of threes to put him up, wide open. Pickering with the ball, but tries to go cross-court. down into Gower.
Call for traveling.
And travel. Saluki's looking to go on a run here from a three from Ray. Checking back into the game for the Tigers, taking the place of Adam Pickering is Aaron Nels.
Red Hill scored 12 points this quarter. Ray has nine of them, I think.
Moore will bring the ball up the court slowly. Going to work to get a nice wide open shot. Tigers thinking of not leaving Ray open. Ray puts up another three, no good, and a foul called. Foul is going to go against Hudsonville's number 31, I believe. No, not 31.
It's going to be a really two-shot foul, so.
Poor Blondie scoreboard reads Saluki's 50, Hudsonville Tigers 47, 4:06 left to go.
Well, they're not going to call a foul since they're going to go ahead possession.
Not quite sure what's going on here as the referees are talking to Coach Havel. Trying to figure out what's going on. I'm not even sure what's going on. A whistle was blown. Not quite sure who or if they called a foul on. Andy Wells coming up, checking into the game. He's going to come in for Nash. I guess that foul must have went against him. So Nash with three fouls, 18 fouls. Nels will bring the ball up the court for the Tigers. Guarded there by Havel. Going to come right side, hand the ball off to York, looking in. Down court, Moore, it teleported. Gets it steal up court to Havel. Havel with the floater, no good. Poked away there by Wells, back to Havel. Havel puts it out to Moore, jump stop up, no good. Nave comes away with the rebound. Back up to York, outletted, going across court. He's going to drive the lane, pass off to Gower. Gower from 3 foot, good. Gower brings him back with him, one. Moore's going to bring the ball across the timeline, 3:28 left to go.
Yeah, Sneakers went up by three, had a big chance to go up by five, but couldn't get a good shot going off there.
Moore dribbling out near the volleyball line, trying to find a person, get a good shot off. Moore calling in a play here, looking for somebody inside. Gets Wells coming up, dribbles right, goes back left, gets it over shoulders down in the corner to Ray. Ray getting double teamed now, goes baseline, puts up a reverse layup, got it! Ray with the baseline reverse, 52-49. Havel trying to pick up the charge here, gets it off to York, Pickering to York, puts up the three, got it! Count it, and a foul.
Call a foul.
Foul goes against, not sure. Foul goes against 32.
That's Ray.
Landon Ray, his first.
But the basket by York was good, a three.
They counted the basket, yeah, but officials are talking it over down there.
It's going to be a one-on-one foul, and Nels will be at the line shooting one-on-one.
So Havel trying to figure out if the shot was off before the whistle. So they're going to leave the 3 points up there. Murray's going to check in there for Corbin Shoulders. Tie ball game. Aaron Nels will be at the charity stripe shooting 1-1 here. Got to hit the first or in the second. Nels getting set for his first free throw on the way. Off the rim, no good. Tipped away. Moore comes away with the rebound. Quickly up court. He's going to pull back out near the volleyball line. Going to go right side, gets it into the corner. Going to get it cross court to Ray. Ray eyed the three, down low to Murray. Murray back up top to Havel, over to Ray. Ray going to pull it back out, get it down in the corner to Murray. Murray with some wiggle room. Back up top to Havel, over to Moore. Going to try and run a little clock off, set up a good shot here. Down to Ray. Ray getting guarded, double teamed at times. Back over to Ray. Ray looking inside, gets it into Wells. Wells trying to back up his defender. Goes up, count it, and the foul. Wells with a chance at the old-fashioned three-point play to put him up by three. 2:10 left to go. 54-52 in favor of your Red Hill Salukis. Foul is going to go against number 32, Jerry Gower, his third. Wells is free throw on his way. Got it. Wells with three-point play. Tigers looking to make a comeback. Nels brings it up court. Havel guarded there. He's going to come back over to York.
An offensive
charge
against York.
York with the offensive charge. Havel trying to pick one up here and finally gets it. York with his second personal foul. Nels will step up, try to get some defense on them. Finally gets the inbound to Ray.
Under 2 minutes to go, and Red Hill is going to call a timeout.
Coach Havel wants a timeout. It looks like it's going to be a full one. We'll take it with you. Port Blondie scoreboard, 1:55 left to go in the game. 55-52 in favor of your Salukis. We're back right here on The Legend.
I am Valerie Burns, MD. I am one of the primary care providers at Lawrence County Memorial Hospital. I am board certified in family medicine. Lawrence County Memorial Hospital is a facility that is staffed by many of the physicians whom you have grown up with and who know the ins and outs of your care. These are patients that many of our providers have seen for many years, go to church with, see at ball games, attend their children's functions, and who also see at our long-term care facilities. We provide the best care for our local residents by getting to see them regularly, knowing the ins and outs of their care, knowing them as people. After you get out, we follow patients both outside the home and in our local rehab and nursing facilities as well to provide the best outcomes after hospitalization. Certain surrounding facilities use a hospitalist program where you may see a different hospitalist every day. It doesn't provide the same level of familiarity or continuity of care as seeing the same doctor on a daily basis.
Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, your local hospital caring for local people.
Welcome back, Saluki fans, here at Hudsonville High School, where this is one heck of a game here. The Salukis are taking on the Tigers, 55-52. Tigers down by three. Salukis have been back and forth with the Tigers, making threes, hitting three-point plays. Moore with the ball. He gets it out in the corner to Ray. Ray to Murray. Murray to Moore for three. Got it. Moore with the corner shot, 58-52. Salukis trying to run it up. Newland goes baseline, puts up a shot. No good, but a blocking foul. Newland will go to the free throw line to shoot two here. That foul is going to go against the Red Hill Salukis, number 25. Andy Wells, his fourth, team's 10th.
So both teams are in the double bonus.
Evan Newland at the free throw line, getting set to shoot two.
He's one of two from the line this quarter. Makes that one.
Makes the first. Tonight's game brought to you by Leggett Lumber, Citizen National Bank in Albion, Sanders Chiropractic, Scott's Health Mart, Casey State Bank. Second shot good. Full court press here by the Tigers. Havel gets the inbound. He's going to bring it up against Newland. Havel finally gets it across the timeline. Going left, right. Gets the screen there from Wells. Gets it over to Moore. And timeout called by Havel. It will be a 30-second timeout. We'll go ahead and keep it here. Port Blondie scoreboard. 1:17 left to go here in the fourth quarter. 58-54. What a game, Rob McKinley.
Salukis were down 11 one time. They were down 8 there in the halftime, down 11 one time in the third quarter. Cut it to 2. And then this fourth quarter, they've kind of gone back and forth. And then with the score tied at 52, Wells scored in a 3-point play. And then Salukis got to go back and Drew Moore hit a 3. We got by 6. Now it's a 4-point lead with the Salukis having the basketball. I'm looking at the clock. They run the time off the clock with a timeout. A minute 17 to go. Both teams shooting double bonus and fouls. So.
Ray checked into the game there just after halftime. Hit a couple of huge threes for him. And then they were just on a run ever since. Salukis with the basketball. Get it into Drew Moore. He's going to go baseline. Tries to get it to Andy Wells. Stolen away there by York. York outlets there to Nels. Nels brings it up court quickly, gets it to Newland. Back up top to Nels, looking inside, picks up his dribble, needing some help, trying to find somebody.
York way out at the center line, under a minute.
Nels with the basketball on the right side, gets it in between Nave. Murray tipped it away, picked up there by Shoulders. 50 seconds left to go. Shoulders gets it across court to Moore. And official timeout.
I don't think
thought he saw blood there in Murray's nose.
But evidently not, so.
So all good. 48-9 left to go here in the game. 58-54, the Port Blondie scoreboard in favor of the Salukis. Murray takes it out, gets it in, tries to get it into Shoulders. Knocked out of bounds there by Gower. So we will redo it again. Murray trying to get it in there, finding somebody open. Gets it into Wells underneath the basket, back out to Shoulders. Shoulders up top to Murray. Looks like they're going to run it down, yeah, try to make him foul.
Yeah, they get two free throws every time, so.
Moore to Havel. Havel back to Moore. Nels guarding him. Moore. Nels finally fouls him after his coach tells him to.
And fouls out.
That will be Aaron Nels' fifth foul, so Adam Pickering coming in for him. 30.7 left to go in the game. Moore will be at the free throw line to shoot two here, as we are in double bonus.
30.7 seconds to go to four-point lead. Could be six.
Tonight's game brought to you by Bob's Pizza, Lawrence County Health Department. Moore's first free throw, good. Put it up by five. Saluki is over the Tigers. 30.7 left to go. The Port Blondie scoreboard. Moore gets set to shoot his second free throw. On its way, off the spring box, no good. York comes away with the rebound, quickly up to Pickering. Pickering to York. Saluki's in a 1-3-1. York finds Pickering in the corner, pulls up for three, no good off the rim. Gower with the rebound, puts it back up, circles around, no good. Foul called on the floor. Foul is going to go against Red Hills number 10, Parker Havel.
His fourth.
So foul is going to...
with 15.9.
That will send Zeke Nave to the free throw line to shoot two.
He's one of three.
Nave puts up his first shot on the way. It's a high one. Yep. No good. Not even close there.
And if he was a visiting player, the home team would be saying air ball on a free throw.
15.9 left to go in the game. Tigers down by four. Zeke's second shot on the way. No good. Gower goes up and gets it. Put back. Good. Brings them within three. Coach calls a timeout. We'll go ahead and take one with you. 11.4 left to go in the game. Port Monty scoreboard, 59-56. We're back in 1 minute right here on The Legend.
Ambrol Federal Credit Union. When you're a member, you are a part owner, not just a customer, and your money stays in Lawrence County. Ambrol Federal Credit Union is now offering a Christmas loan special. Don't put Christmas on a high interest rate credit card this year. Come see us. Waco listeners can qualify for interest rates as low as 5.99%. With rates this low, you can't afford to miss this offer. Ambrol Federal Credit Union, Lawrence County's only member-owned, not-for-profit financial institution. Membership eligibility required. Ambrol Federal Credit Union, member NCUA.
Cardiology services are now available full-time at Carl Richland Memorial Hospital in Olney. Dr. Prem Guy is board certified in both cardiology and nuclear cardiology and has more than 25 years of experience. He provides consultations in the clinic setting, as well as inpatient and emergency department consultations. He also offers a variety of non-invasive diagnostic procedures for heart conditions. Call 618-392-1139 for appointments.
Welcome back, Saluki fans, to this final seconds of Saluki basketball right here on The Legend. 59-56 your score. Salukis have the ball. They have the full length of the court to go. Full court press put on here by the Tigers. Chase Murray will be the inbound man. Gets the ball in to Drew Moore, and the Tigers quickly foul. 1 second ticks off the clock as Adam Pickering will be called for the foul. His third.
Hudsonville's going to call a timeout.
Another timeout called by Hudsonville. He's going to call a 30. We'll go ahead and keep it here. 59-56. Salukis send Drew Moore to the free throw line. He's going to be shooting two. Rob, these final 10 seconds, they're going to be a long 10 seconds.
It could be. And if you make the two free throws, well, you make one of them, it makes it a two-possession game. So, that's what you want to get. And Drew's at the free throw line. He's had 6 free throws this quarter. 1, 2, 3. He's 6, I guess. And he's made 4 of 6. So he's got to capitalize on these free throws and make it a 4 to 5 point game. So a three pointer can't tie it.
And every game always comes down to making free throws here. Drew Moore set at the free throw line, puts it up, in and out, no good. Still got one more, 59-56, 10.4 left to go in the game. Tonight's game brought to you by Bob's Pizza, Lawrence County Health Department, Sip It, Sweet Teas, the Port Blondies, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital.
Missed both of them.
Hudsonville calls a timeout.
Like there's going to be their last timeout with 7.1 to go.
Not quite sure what's going on. Player called a timeout. So I guess we'll take one with you real quick. 7 seconds left to go. 59-56. We'll take a 30. Be back right here on the Legend.
Attention truck drivers and their families. Best Way Express is hiring Class A CDL drivers in your area. Best Way Express allows you to make your own schedule. You can run part-time or you can stay out 2 weeks at a time and earn premium pay. Unlike other companies, Best Way Express can actually get you home every weekend. Best Way Express has a free wellness clinic included in their full benefits package. Whether you've been on the road for 10 years or you're looking to get into a driving school, Best Way Express knows it's not the trucks that move freight, it's the people. Call 833-BESTWAY or go online to bestwayexpress.com.
You're listening to Red Hill Saluki Basketball on the Legend, 99.3 FM, 910 AM, WAKO, Lawrenceville, Vincennes.
Welcome back, Saluki fans. We're here at Hudsonville High School where it's coming down to the final seconds.
7.1, I think it is.
59-56, the Salukis lead. Tigers have the basketball. They got to hit a three. Isaac York hit one of the final seconds of the first quarter, I believe. Yep. He hit a three.
And in the JV game, they needed a three to tie, and they didn't get it. Saluki's going to put some pressure on, trying to make him take a bit longer to get up the floor.
Double-team York gets it into Pickering. Pickering on the breakaway gets it up, gets it over to Newland. Newland pulls up. Short. No good. Salukis win it 59-56. What a game. Salukis, Port Blondie scoreboard 59-56. We'll be back with the end of the game stats and an interview with Coach Havel right here on the Legend.
Cardiology services are now available full-time at Carl Richland Memorial Hospital in Olney. Dr. Prem Guy is board certified in both cardiology and nuclear cardiology and has more than 25 years of experience. He provides consultations in the clinic setting, as well as inpatient and emergency department consultations. He also offers a variety of non-invasive diagnostic procedures for heart conditions. Call 618-392-1139 for appointments.
Ambrall Federal Credit Union. When you're a member, you are a part owner, not just a customer, and your money stays in Lawrence County. Ambrall Federal Credit Union is now offering a Christmas loan special. Don't put Christmas on a high interest rate credit card this year. Come see us. Waco listeners can qualify for interest rates as low as 5.99%. With rates this low, you can't afford to miss this offer. Ambrall Federal Credit Union, Lawrence County's only member-owned, not-for-profit financial institution. Membership eligibility required. Ambrall Federal Credit Union, member NCUA.
Grill and Bar in Bridgeport, Illinois wants to see you and your family this week. They're the hot spot for dinner on Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday nights with all you can eat, catfish and walleye, juicy pork chops, tender steaks, delicious frog legs, and a slew of other choices on their expanded menu. Hilltop serves up their 7-spice blend fried chicken every Friday night. Dinner begins at 4, also serving breakfast and lunch daily. Make sure you get to the Hilltop in Bridgeport. Great food, cold drinks, hot games, and family-friendly atmosphere.
Why is News 10 the Wabash Valley's most trusted news source every day? We have more reporters in more places, bringing you more of the day's important local news from where you live as it's happening, while also providing you with more in-depth coverage of the day's top story. And when news breaks, we'll provide you with the most dependable coverage live. Just a few reasons why News 10 is leading the way with coverage you can count on every day. News 10 is a proud supporter of high school athletics and your community.
Rucker's Candy in Bridgeport reminds you that no matter how many times you get knocked down, keep getting back up. God sees your resolve. He sees your determination. And when you can do everything you can do, that's when God will step in and do what you can't do. Rucker's Candy says take time for family and prayer and always give praise.
Tuesday,
February 6th,
People's State Bank presents
Pack the Plate.
The Red Hill Salukis will host the Lawrenceville Indians in boys basketball, and you get in free.
That's right, free.
Thanks to People's State Bank. Lawrenceville and Red Hill High School Fellowship of Christian Athletes groups will be hosting a food drive at both schools leading up to the game, and ask that anyone coming to the game bring a food item to donate to Fish and Loaves. It's Tuesday, February 6th.
Pack the Plate.
When the Salukis host the Indians, don't miss the action.
It's Pack the Plate. February 6th.
Everybody gets in free thanks to People's State Bank.
Welcome back, Saluki fans, to the post game. Rob, it was one heck of a game there at times. Salukis were down and made a phenomenal comeback.
Yeah. They were down 8 at halftime, 11 early in the third quarter. That was 35-24. They cut the lead to 35-34, and they were down by 2 going the fourth quarter. They took a lead at 41-40 in the fourth quarter, which was their first lead since the second quarter. And then they finally took the lead for good at trying to look at my score, but it was tied at 52. And I think it was Andy Walls got a three-point play, make it three-point a game, and then Drew Moore hit a three to put it up by 6. And then they had to hold on as they tried to put the game away at the free throw line and couldn't really do it tonight, but they do win at 59-56.
So. All right, we'll go ahead and do the player of the game and sub of the game, brought to you by Carl Richland Memorial Hospital and Ambrall Federal Credit Union. Tonight we're going to go with Landon Ray as the player of the game.
Right, he had 17 points off the bench. Even though he was a sub, he had 17 points, hit 12 of those coming in the fourth quarter.
He came in and made some crucial three-point shots, two of them wide open. He was looking for passes, and everybody was just yelling, shoot.
He made he made three threes in the game, two of them in the fourth quarter.
Drained them wide open, and that was what the Salukis needed to make their comeback there late in the third quarter. And for the sub of the game, we're going to go ahead with Mitchell Nash.
He had 5 points in the game, all in the second half. He had a big two points there in the fourth quarter. So Salukis win at 59-56. They're now 8-11 on the season, and they'll be on the road Friday night traveling to Neoga. Have not played Neoga in a regular season before. They played them a couple of times in the Capital Classic and also a couple times in sectional play. But I think it's the first regular season game that they played. And then this will be the first time they played at Neoga. All the other games have been either at Red Hill, I think it was a game at Lawrenceville, and a sectional game was at Altamont. But this will be their first trip to Neoga.
And we are awaiting Coach Brian Havel as he is in the locker room congratulating his Salukis. So we'll go ahead and take a couple minutes of break and be right back here with Coach's interview right here on The Legend.
Attention truck drivers. Hi, this is Brett from Light 103 Sports. I wanted to tell you guys about Best Way Express in Vincennes. If you're a truck driver or know a truck driver, listen up. Want to be home every weekend? Best Way can do that. Want to be home every day? Best Way can do that. Looking for something part-time? Best Way can do that. Don't have your CDL, but looking to start a career? Best Way has an awesome driving school, and they'll pay you to attend. Join a company that knows it's not the trucks that move freight, it's the people. Call 833-BESTWAY or go online to bestwayexpress.com.
Leggett Lumber and Hardware in Bridgeport has what you need to please that hard-to-shop-for family member this year. Dremel Tool Kit, only $69.99. Milwaukee M18 Compact Combo Kit for just $209.99. If you don't know what they want, grab one of Leggett's gift certificates. With a tool selection that would make Santa blush, Leggett Lumber and Hardware in Bridgeport has what you need to please the handyman or woman in your life. Need stocking stuffers? With tools and accessories for $9.99 or less, you can't go wrong shopping at Leggett Lumber and Hardware in Bridgeport.
At Citizens National Bank of Albion, our focus is on their future. We're proud to partner with others focused on teaching youth how to manage money through area financial literacy programs. Besides many sponsorships, our CMB volunteers work in Junior Achievement, the Real World, and CEO programs. We're even providing free charging stations for area college students to help make their study time easier.
Citizens National Bank of Albion, no better banking, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hi, my mommy and daddy are Dr. Jeremy and Dr. Lisa from Sanders Family Chiropractic in Lawrenceville.
We're a local family and they like to help people. Mom and dad take care of friendly local folks and make them feel better. Some folks have neck pain and back pain. Others have pain in other places.
We're never ever a pain, are we, mommy and daddy?
If you have neck, back, or other pains, please call us at 618-943-4949. Or visit us at 1525 Lexington Avenue in Lawrenceville.
Okay, we're back here with Red Hill Salukis coach Brian Havel. The Salukis come from behind to defeat Hudsonville Palestine tonight, 59-56. A game, a hard-fought game. You were down 10 or 11, but Hudsonville came to play, and they're a much better team than what they were we saw in November.
Yeah, and, you know, we talked about this week, you know, after coming off a tough LIC tournament, and, you know, we had some goals going into this week, and two of the three of our games are on the road, and I told them, I said, you know, throw away the first game. It means absolutely nothing at this point in time. And nobody's going to give us anything, especially on their home floor. And I knew we were in for a fight tonight. I'm not sure we recognized that, the kids, until halftime. And, you know, we were fortunate to come away with a win tonight. We struggled shooting the ball. We've had games like that, you know, this year. Obviously, we're much better when we shoot it better. And we didn't shoot a very good percentage at all tonight. And we didn't shoot a very good percentage from the foul line.
I had shooting 20 of 51, but you were 7 of 9 in the fourth quarter when it came down to things. 7 of 12 at the free throw line, but you got a big lift from Landon Ray off the bench.
Yeah.
17 points. I don't know if it's a career high or not, but 12 of those came there in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, we talked at halftime, first of all, about I felt like we just looked panicked, and I thought we were settling for shots, and we talked at halftime about being more aggressive, rotating the ball, taking the ball to the basket, and I thought we did a much better job doing that, you know, which enabled us to get to the free throw line, and that probably was definitely the difference, the amount of time we were able to get there. And then, you know, I said after the game, you know, Landon gave us a big lift off the bench, and especially, like you said, in the fourth quarter, he obviously hit some perimeter shots, but then I recall a big drive he had to the hoop and scored, and, you know, he can do things like that, and he gave us a lift tonight, and, you know, I thought every kid had critical parts, but that was on the offensive end. That was huge for us tonight.
Well, you know, I have it only with 5 turnovers, but and the thing is that, when you only have 5 turnovers and they had 18, you took advantage of some of them, but I think that 1-3-1 defense, especially, it's one of kind of like a half-court trap, but it caused them some problems.
It did, and we hadn't went to that in quite a while. We were playing it earlier in the year, but we kind of went away from it. But, you know, we felt the need to try to mix, you know, give them a different look. We'd given them several looks, and, you know, it definitely proved to help us out on the defensive end, and we got some turnovers and, you know, got out in transition. That's another thing. The first half, we couldn't get in transition.
Yep.
I said, you know, I don't know what we're doing. When we rebound the ball, we're not getting up. And you know, the second half was a lot better. It was an ugly game, but, again, I'll take a W, and we'll move on.
I know you're talking about another road game. It's Friday night at Neoga. You've played Neoga before, but never at Neoga. You've played them in the Capitol Classic
and
sectionals and things like that. But
they're around 500. I've watched them on film, and they're very good defensively, and we're going to play well, going to play a lot better than we did tonight. Yeah. And, again, it's another tough road game.
Yeah. Well, we'll see you Friday night.
All right, thanks, guys.
Thanks, Coach. Radio Saluki Coach Brian Havel. Salukis now 8-11 with a 59-56 win over Hudsonville Palestine.
All right, and that'll just about do it here for us here at Hudsonville High School. Salukis win it 59-56. Thanks to Dennis Poland back at the studio keeping us on air. Turn the radio dials. For Rob McKinley, I'm Ryan Seed saying so long.
Red Hill Saluki basketball action on 99.3 FM, 910 AM, WAKO, The Legend. A DLC Media sports presentation. Brought to you by Wabash Valley Services, Cunningham Young Funeral Home, Wabash General Hospital, Best Way Express, Jay's Hilltop Grill, People's State Bank, The Port and Blondie, Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, Carl Richland Memorial Hospital, WTHI-TV 10, Sanders Family Chiropractic, Citizens National Bank of Albion, the Lawrence County Health Department, Sippet and Sweet Tea, Ambrough Federal Credit Union, Larry Bogue's Pizza, Casey State Bank, Rutgers Candy, and Leggett Lumber. Hear Red Hill basketball action all season long on The Legend.
The largest country music library in the Wabash Valley. WAKO, Lawrenceville, Vincennes. Classic Country, 910 AM and 99.3 FM. The Legend.